I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading are excerpts from the book Grateful, Subversive Practice of Giving Thanks by Diana Butler Bass on the chapter Grateful Together. But he learned something. Gratitude is not about repayment of debts. It is about relationships. Through his cancer, Jason discovered that courage and hope could not be summoned magically. Rather, strength and healing came through community. He spoke of the church's greatest gift to his family in crisis. We can endure all things because you've been with us. You're with us. More so than all the stuff you've done for us, you've been with us. With no dry eye in the congregation, he continued, "It was kind of you to share my nightmare. It was kind of you to share in my pain and suffering. It was kind of you to share in Ali's worry and my boy's fears and anxiety. It was kind of you to make my cancer, our cancer, yours too." Gratitude is social. It is about, as Pastor Jason McCulley learned, presence, participation, and partnership. It is about being with one another, in life together. It is the thread of nature and neighbor, the seemingly fragile strands of gifts and goodness that weave our lives together. Ultimately, gratitude is an aspect of empathy. To empathize means to feel into or with another, to understand and be with others emotionally. If you're thankful for something that cuts you off from others or sets people at odds, it may not be genuine gratitude. It may be an emotion birthed in fear or control. Gratitude connects us, even across racial, class, and national boundaries, allowing us to feel together. We reach out toward one another. We are elevated toward doing good. We might share the frenzy of gratefulness. We might find ourselves serving others or dancing in the streets. A reading from the second book of Luke called Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 43 to 47 from NRSV. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
For this Sunday, we are reminded, or we are being reminded, that spiritual practice and experience of gratitude is also something that is experienced and practiced in, within, and with community. Thanksgiving because of others and thanksgiving with others. True gratitude is relational, and genuine thanksgiving is communal. In our contemporary reading, Diana Butler Bass tells us briefly the story of a pastor who had to struggle with cancer. But he did not have to struggle, he did not have to struggle with cancer alone. The church community he was serving and leading was there for him. In the many and different ways, not just financially, but also they were there for him and his family as a source of emotional and spiritual support, or even practical support. Pastor Michele expressed his gratitude to his congregation by saying, and Diana quotes this in the book, It was kind of you to share my nightmare. It was kind of you to share in my pain and suffering. It was kind of you to share in Ali's, the wife, to share in Ali's worry, in my boy's fears and anxiety. It was kind of you to make my cancer our cancer, yours too. End of quote. As a church community, they shared in their pastor's burden and struggle, and I would assume that they are such a community that they share in each other's burdens and struggles, in as much as they also share in each other's joys, blessings, and success. Gratitude does not mean celebrating only when there is a blessing. Gratitude also means being there for one another in many and different ways in the most difficult of times. It is a web of interconnectedness, of interconnected support. Many people giving financially from a small contribution to those who can give more. Those who have the time and the space to listen offers their gift of listening. Those who can comfort through music and song offers their voice or talent in playing the instrument. Those who can take over some of the pastoral work while the pastor is Pastor Michele is having his cancer treatment are able to offer their gifts of words as lay preachers, to offer their gifts of leadership, and their gifts of administration. Those who have and can visit the pastor who is sick with cancer gives their gift of presence and attention. Those who can clean and organize the church facility does so with love and care so that Pastor Michele should no longer think about the facility of their church, their sanctuary, or their office. All of these and many more was a network of generosity and care for Pastor Michele, which later, as in the story, later it became or produced shared gratitude. The community together with Pastor Michele had a share that moment. When Pastor Michele was giving his speech to the congregation, his gratitude to the congregation, it became a shared gratitude. A shared gratitude. Because it was, as Pastor Michele said, a shared burden, a shared cancer. Kaya, despite whatever disagreements we have, despite whatever disagreements some people have in our church community, dito sa Open Table MCC, dito tayo nagkakilala. Dito tayo na-affirm ng ating pagkatao, ng kabuuan ng ating pagkatao na isinasama at niyayakap din ng ating sexuality at gender identity. Dito, sa Open Table MCC, nakakilala tayo ng mga kaibigan natin, kapwa nating Kristiyanong LGBTQ. At maski hindi na umattend yung iba sa Open Table MCC or any MCC church, many of them, I know, remain to be good friends. And every now and then, nakikita-kita to catch up. Dito lumawak. Dito sa Open Table, previously MCCQC, dito lumawak ang inyong pananaw at inyong pananampalataya. This is where you were told and encouraged to question and to allow doubts to happen in order to grow your faith and spirituality. Even if you actually, even if you do not agree with everything that I or the previous pastor have pronounced or said or preached about, this is your community. This is your queer church. It is an open table MCC where you will find someone who will always be willing to listen to you and who will understand your struggles as an LGBTQ individual or as an LGBTQ plus Christian. My own experience of shared gratitude was my journey through seminary when countless people and friends and even strangers and random people helped and shared in many of my burdens in order to finish my seminary education. Nung kapapasok ko pa lang sa seminaryo, it was really internally, mentally, and emotionally hard for me to rely on the goodness and generosity of others. Yung bang feeling mo para kang namamalimos, parang nagsusurvive ka sa limos. But I learned, and as I am reminded today, that for my own life, story, and journey, I can truly say that the blessing was something that was shared. I can truly say that whatever success or accomplishments I did was not just my own, and I can never claim sole ownership for them. An entire tribe, a whole number of people raised up a pastor and shared in my burdens and struggles, and consequently shared in my joy and in my thanksgiving. Gratitude is experienced and practiced in the web of gifts, and offerings of talents and skills offered to one another, especially during times of tragedy, sickness, and even death. Gratitude is an expression of a shared life and of the common good. This is what I was saying in our preaching two Sundays ago, in the second Sunday of January, that despite the pain, tragedy, or trauma of certain events and experiences, we can still be thankful not for the tragic event, but for the people who surrounded us, for the love and care and attention that was given and extended to us in those moments, in those experiences of tragedy. This is, of course, in contrast to individuals, certain situations, and some church groups who tend to look at each other with suspicion, with assumptions, with gossip, and people and groups who have a certain sense, unhealthy sense of entitlement. Kaya tignan nyo yung mga madadamot, masyadong ganun na ganun, sa kanilang time at sa kanilang resources, yung mga inggitera at yung mga chismosa, napakataas masyado ng kanilang premium or kanilang pagtingin sa individualism, sa personal fame and personal success, at sa materialistic consumption. Some people look at the world and their life as a place to conquer and to own. The world seems to be a place of comparison and competition at mga pabunggahan lamang. To believe the lie, believing the lie that success or wealth are achieved or acquired by one's own individual effort only. The lie that you need constant applause by all and by everyone. The lie that your value as a person is determined or based on the luxury items, the luxury acquisitions or purchases that you have or will do. That your value as a person is determined by the car you drive or the cell phone you have and the position that you have. Or even by having a jowa, a partner. Ano nga ba yung sinasabi? I mean, to those who have watched the Wonder Woman, I hope by this time many of you have already watched Wonder Woman 1984. And this is a very small spoiler alert. Ano yung sabi nung kontrabida doon? If you want it, you can have it. And you can have it all. You just have to take it. You can have it all. You can have more and more and more without end. Even those times that such people or groups are being verbally grateful, it is just about themselves. Hashtag salamat Lord sa bago kong coach or sa bago kong Michael Kors na bag na aking pinagtrabahuhan. Hashtag I deserve this. I deserve this because I and only I worked for it. Now, lest you misunderstand me, this is not about purchasing Michael Kors or owning one. That is not what this is about. It is not about having a certain type of car or bag, but rather what are the motivations behind them? Behind how are having these things shaping and reshaping our faith in our lives? What is behind our motivations for these things? Do they determine the value of our life and we as a person? This is about gratitude that goes beyond the individual blessing. This is gratitude that goes beyond the personal. Thank you, Lord. Hindi pwedeng sabihin na, thank you, Lord, I am blessed. Hashtag I am blessed. Pero, madamo tayo. Madamo tayo sa ating kapo at tayo ay mapanghusga. Hindi pwedeng hashtag salamat Lord. Pero selfish at greedy tayo. Hindi pwedeng thank you Lord for MCC. I feel so blessed in this church community. Pero pag may panawagan na for pledges and volunteers, aba, dead ma. Bahala kayo dyan. Hindi pwedeng ganun. Hindi rin pwede na pag tayo ay nagbibigay at nakikipagkapwa, we put pressure and guilt on others. We put pressure, guilt, or shame on others to repay back whatever that we have given, whatever we have done for them. Hindi pwedeng, thank you Lord for LGBT rights, thank you for LGBT advocacy. Pero hindi tayo mismo, hindi tayo willing makialam, makisangkot, at makibahagi sa patuloy na pakikipaglaban at pakikibaka para sa LGBTQ plus rights. Diana Butler Bass tells us, and I quote, "If you are thankful for something that cuts you off from others or sets people at odds, it might not be genuine gratitude. If blessing and gratitude is constrained only with you and within your immediate circle, if blessing and gratitude is about hoarding more than what is enough, then the natural flow of gifts as designed by God and nature becomes like water that is stagnates inside a container and rots, nabubulok over time." We are reminded by the same words of Diana Butler Bass that to be human is to be reliant with each other. Everything that we have or will ever own, even if it is something we work for, are gifts that we have received. And gifts are meant to be passed on, meant to be shared with others. Christian gratitude is not only individual, it is shared. It is practiced with, and it is practiced together. Individual gratitude naturally leads to a shared and common life, a common commitment. The practice of Christian gratitude is more importantly the carrying of the cross of each other, because no one can carry the cross alone. Even Jesus needed someone named Simon from Cyrene to help him carry his cross on the way to Calvary. Gratitude connects us to something bigger than ourselves and our individual efforts. Ang mapagpasalamat ay inuugnay tayo sa mas malawak, mas malaking pagkakaisa at pagsasama at pagkilos. I close this preaching by reading again how our Christian ancestors practiced gratitude together. "All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as they had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people." May we rediscover this kind of joy and gratitude of our Christian ancestors. May we recommit to this kind of joy and gratitude that is shared. May we practice and cultivate joyful gratitude with others always. May the words about gratitude inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.